views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. My name is Leslie Fontaine. I'm host of Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today, I have the honor and privilege of hosting the Dr. Pat Show. Can't get better than that. Think of it. I get to sit in the seat of the woman who's at the forefront of changing talk radio around the globe. Such a marvelous impact. And that's somewhat about what our show is today. Is what impact can we have? Because when we're happy, a lot of other people get happy too. So you're in for an adventuresome ride today. Why? Because I never know what's going to happen. Of course, we've got the topic today. Living your happiness is not selfish. But what I mean is that it's the energies that are presented by the listeners, by me, by guidance, by the light beings. We're inviting it all into the mix today. So it's going to be a thrill ride. Going to be about getting happy, and you get to be at the center. It's what you present today. So decide right now, before we launch into the next 50 minutes, what you want to allow, what you want to support in your own life today, because that really is what it's about. It's what you want to support in your own life. Sometimes we get this idea that it's out there, and if we have that thing out there, and that person out there, and that stuff out there, then I will be okay. There's that if-then thing. And if you really think about that, that's childlike thinking. And that's when we were sort of powerless. We didn't have our own power. We were dependent on the grown-ups around us and the powers that be. But now you're the grown-up. You get to decide. You get to choose. So what happens when we step into that kind of power of choice? Well, we encounter our own obstacles, our own places that we want to heal, our own places that we want to transform. I love the name of this talk radio station, Transformation Talk Radio. What is transformation? It's not just a gradual, slow shift. It's not the ice age going away. It's not maybe in 20 years I can do better, think better, feel better. Transformation is almost like transmuting. It's an energetic shift. It's something you could do in this moment, right now, before we've even talked and you're a call-in. It's this opportunity right now to make a choice. I've done this test many times with people. When I ask them to make a choice and shift their energy in the direction of an intention, all of a sudden, there is this incredible awareness of how powerful we truly are. We don't think we're that powerful until I ask you in the moment to choose something that you desire. You haven't told anybody. You haven't announced it to me, your family, your workplace. You just have it within you, this desire, this intention. And you shift your energy in that direction. Suddenly, you're incredibly aware. It's almost like a free fall. Some of you know what I'm talking about. It's this energy that just... all of a sudden, you feel like there are no boundaries. There's no guardrails. You're going without a line, and you just jump off this cliff. And why is that? Because truly, that's how free you are. You can choose, but you are alarmed at the freedom that you have. So we run back to safety. We run back to that place where we feel like, okay, these are the rules. I know how to act. I know how to behave. And then we want to complain about the rules we pick, but there's a safety in it. So I'm just nailing it right now. I'm pointing the finger at it. I'm pointing it at myself. What are you covering up within you that you're ready to let go of? I am getting a ton of energy in my heart space, a bunch of tightness in my solar plexus, so I know there's a lot of you out there that really want to step into something incredible for yourselves, and it may be that it's been burgeoning in you for the last 20 years, or it may be something that came to you last year and you still haven't budged on it. Let's pull that baby out. Let's look at this thing. Let's see what can happen, okay? And that's what I mean about allowing, transforming, shifting, shape-shifting, transmuting. We're going to shift into a different energy on that whole thing and see what happens. Now, here's the caveat. Be merciful. We are not trying to make you feel bad that you can't do your dream. That's a shaming energy, and we ain't going there. We're talking about identifying your dream, identifying the blocks, the interferences, the things that surface for you when you even think about your dream. This is data. This is your archaeological dig. This is you making notes about what surfaces for you. Don't be terrified about how you feel. Don't be nervous. Just pay attention to what's coming up for you. All the objections, all the fears, all the stuff. This is you. This isn't about me. This isn't about your neighbor. This isn't about your cube mate. This is you. You don't have to tell anyone else, but collect the data. At least do that for yourself. And you begin to tell a story about why you live the way you live. What the heck does all this have to do with being happy? Clearly, a lot. Our energy determines the directions that we shift into. Here's the good news. We can shift our own energy. We can choose to make that change. And I love the fact that we can do that. We are not going to beat ourselves up over what we haven't done yet. Oh, no. This is this moment to step into something right now. So while we're talking about this, I want you to think about, for you, what is that thing? What is that special something within you that you want? Forget the messages about why you can't do it, why you can't have it, why you can't step into it, what's wrong with the family, what's wrong with the house, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's got it. This is just you recording the data. I don't need to hear the objections yet, and you don't either. Just write down what's coming up for you. And then the next question I'm going to ask you is, do you have the willingness to shift? That's the next decision. It isn't take action. It isn't come up with a business plan. It isn't come up with your goals list. It isn't run and call all your friends so that you don't do it. This is just about, am I willing? So some of you are getting very tight in your heart space. And if there's some sadness, that's okay. So anyway, Benny, good to have you with me, supporting me on this show where Dr. Welcome. Pat you're, usually sits.
You're quite welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm, sure. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We are going to be taking call-ins. And the number that you need to dial is 800-930-2819. And again, that's 800-930-2819. And what we're going to be looking at is, for those of you that are choosing and wanting to step into some willingness, what is it that we need to shift and help you with as you move into that option? Okay. So the other thing that I love about how Dr. Pat calls his show, it's talk radio to thrive by, not talk radio to get bummed out by.
No.
No.
We don't like that at all.
No.
We're positive around here, not negative.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you know, Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes the negative comes up and we panic. We think, oh, my God, I'm not doing my positive thinking thing really well here. I'm not staying on top. I can't talk about that stuff. So what do? We suppress it. We push it down. And here's the thing about energy. We all know it. It's going to spill out somewhere.
You know it.
It's going to show up.
Whether you like it or not. Exactly. And it might just pop out and you just least expect it.
Exactly. So why not shift out of it? Why not take a look at what it is? So on the one hand, it is important to have your affirmations. It is important to articulate your choices. It is important to have an environment at home and with family and friends that's a bit upgraded. You know, we want to upgrade the energy here. We want to upgrade our contracts with people, our agreements. We're not going to hang out with everybody that's not wanting to step into stuff. You want to hang out with people that do want to step into stuff. So one thing you want to do is look at, where am I not thriving? Where am I staying at a lower level just to get along, just to be a peacemaker, just to be supportive of others? And in a way, what's the transaction I'm making that I don't step into all that I am? So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about happiness. Also want to take some calls from those of you who are wanting to do this major awesome shift. I'm serious. We can do something in an hour, folks. We can really make it happen. And you know what? You don't even have to talk to me. You can just agree with the energy that we're putting out, and it is going to be rock solid awesome. You want to learn a little more about me, my website's LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. And if you go to my site, you can see how to work with me, how to get some products, CDs, teachings, and otherwise communicate and find out how to get on my my uplifting, shape-shifting mailing list.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
I don't care, baby, by the way, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Ooh, I love that song. I do love that song. This is Leslie Fontaine hosting the Dr. Pat Show with you today. And we are opening the phone lines. It's 800-930-2819. This is an awesome, awesome day, and it can be your day to birth something truly meaningful to you. Even if it's dark and windy and cold outside, it doesn't matter. Even if it's hot and muggy, it doesn't matter. Even if the kids are screaming and things aren't going well in your relationship and your work sucks in so many words. This is your moment right now to shift out of that. Sometimes, you know, have you noticed that we will not allow people to track in dirt on the soles of their feet into our home, but somehow we sure do let them track in dirt in their energy field and really mess up our house. So if you've had that time where you're doing great and all of a sudden someone else's energy, it seems, is just dropped all over you, that's time to clear. That's time to step away, do a 5-minute clearing, and then come back to what you were going to do, because that just wasn't you. So how do we get happy? There's a few things we don't do. We don't play small. So remember what I was saying earlier about your inner child. Your inner child is always thinking that it's out there, this is how it is, this is how the economy is, this is what the parents are saying, and the parents we've then transferred to your version of God, to your version of bosses, teachers, parents, all that stuff. So pay attention to where you hand off your authority. What the heck does authority have to do with your energy field, with being happy? Plenty. You can be the authority within your own life. That's your higher self. That's your soul. That's what you came in to be. You know, when you were born into this world, nobody looked at you and said, oh my gosh, this is garbage. No, they didn't do that. They nurtured you. They cared for you. They assumed that, you know, you were bringing something new into the world. We get older, and by the time we're 18, a lot of our dreams have been trashed. We're not even on the path of whatever dream we thought we could have, you know? So this is about how to look at the parts of you that are playing small, where you can step into all your power, step into all that you are. The other thing is to monitor some of the low-level energies that are running in the background of your field. In other words, do you have a low-level sadness that's always filtering how you see the world? I'll have clients that talk to me, and they'll say things like, well, you know, it is what it is. And I'll go, well, I don't know why you're calling me then, because we're not going to talk about it is what it is. Where does that come from? What does that mean? It means victim. It means I have no power. I can't change other people. That is so true. But let me tell you the secret. When you change your own energy, you change what's going on around you. Now, it may be that you get some guidance to shift out of what's going on. You get some guidance to step into something new. But you don't just sit there and go, it is what it is. Think about that part of you right now that's gotten very passive, that's just sitting back going, well, I can't do this because they won't like it, he won't like it, the kids aren't grown, this, that, and the other. Where is the belief coming from that if you are happy, everyone else is miserable? Think about that. That really is a baseline decision among many of us. So where are you thinking that if you step into your passion, you deprive someone else? Whose belief is that? Mom, dad, something in your ancestral line? Think about that one. Because your happiness typically is a gift to other people. Now, they may react to it. They may have to look and defend and go, well, this is how it is in my life, or I want to let you know how much I'm suffering. Okay, that's their need. So they've articulated that. Now you have a choice. Do you want to go along to get along? Do you want to continue in that relationship? How is it feeding you? Pay attention to the people you have in your life. Which ones feed you, nurture you, make your energy just skyrocket? You know, you feel invigorated after hanging out with someone for 15 minutes and you go, God, I really like being with that person. And then you have some other people, and they're absolute drains. It's like they've got a siphon in your energy field, and you are so worn out after you're done with them, and you go, why did I do that again? Why did I hang out with that person? What made me think I needed to do that? Well, then we come to another set of beliefs, another set of agreements, which is, I must sacrifice my time to be a good person. I must give to others. Here's a really challenging thought. If you step into all that you are and not into all that others want you to be, because believe me, people have lots of needs. I'm sure you've noticed. People have lots of needs, and they are totally glad for you to be the ears and the eyes for them and to take care of them and to pay for things for them. Believe me, they're there. You know that. You've had a few of friends that, you know, you could say, I've been betrayed. I've had my trust violated. Okay, are you done? Or do you keep doing it? What's the agreement you have to keep doing it? Many of us continue to serve others, take care of others, because we really don't want to focus on ourselves. When you are creating your own life on purpose, when you are designing your own opportunity, it's like a blank page. It's scary. Some of us, you know, we may want to do something really grand. We may want to go build a building and we don't know the first thing about it. But this passion within us is just really strong. I've got to go build this building. So we're afraid of the thoughts and the ideas that begin to come. We infiltrate our minds with all these terrifying, oh my God, I don't know a thing about building. Oh my God, I better go to school. Well, if I go to school, that'll be 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. We start to come up with all these objections before we've even let the idea out the gate. When you bring in your ministering spirits, you bring in the masters, and we're going to talk about that some, and we bring in the guidance, your higher self. All of a sudden, there's exponential opportunities for you to create something. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, Bill over there wants to partner with me. Joe over there wants to help me fund. Pete over there has always wanted to build a building but needed somebody with the idea. Don't limit the thoughts and the ideas that come to you when you're beginning to create a dream. But like I said, it can be easier to take care of other people. And then what's our story? Oh my God, I was so busy today taking care of everybody else. I was so busy with all their problems. I was so busy with everything that I filled up my day and time with. My friend, I am going to confront you with something that is your responsibility. So today, it's a choice. Do you want to step into all that you are?
How come most people play victim and they constantly play the victim role? Why? Are they just used to it?
They are used to it, but it's a lot of it is about fear. It's this fear that if I step into who I am, then somehow I don't know what the rules are. There's no patience to learn to figure out what is it like when I step into all that I am. Because, you know, honestly, Benny, most of us are still operating like a child within our lives. We go straight through school. We learn how to take orders from everyone. We learn how life is based on whatever our parents told us it was about or our church or whatever religious institution we went through. We go into the workplace and we go, okay, this is how it is. There's a boss. There's me. There's the team. And I'm going to have to do it whether I like it or not. And we just go into the mind meld. And there's a part of you, you know, that's just miserable and sad, like in your solar plexus, which is like, why am I okay with this? But when we argue with ourselves, we come up with an objection, don't we? What brought that up?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well.
Well, here we go. I'm going to announce the 800 number again. It's 800-930-2819. And again, definitely listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine. It's on the Dr. Pat Show. You can go to my website for more information on transformation, on energetic shifting at www.lesliefontaine.com. That's LESLIEFONTEYNE. And you can go to transformationtalkradio.com to see all the archives of all the fabulous shows that you can listen to keep your spirits up. We're going to go to a short break, but again, we're taking your calls and hoping that you have presented in your field some dreams that you want to step into.
I'll be just fine. Yeah. No offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like...
each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
If you feel like happiness is the truth, because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you, because I'm happy.
Hello again. We're back with the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Leslie Fontaine hosting today. And if you're wanting to call in, it's 800-930-2819. You know, I was sort of laughing to myself a little bit when I was thinking about what happens when any of us gets extremely happy. Some responses we might get are, you must not really understand the situation. How could you possibly be that happy? Is there a rule that you know of in your family that if you get explosively happy, then something is wrong? What's wrong with you? So we've switched all that language out with contentment and satisfaction and just tolerating and accepting. And if you'll notice, there's a lot of people in their spiritual talk that that's just about the level that they think that they can take. So I want you to bump it up a level, and I want you to get back in touch with that happiness. And I don't care if you have to go back to when you were 5 years old playing in mud puddles. Go back. Remember when you actually felt completely and totally happy, because that's a part of you that's really important to resurrect right now. So what does it mean if you make mistakes and that you're not perfect? How do we treat ourselves when we make a mistake? Do we think like, well, I can't step into this. I might make a boo-boo. Whose standard is that? Where do you get that sense of failure? You know, when we're children and we're taking classes in ballet, or we're on the basketball team, or we're on the baseball team, and we can't even hit the ball. Everybody's okay with it, like, better luck next time, you know. Hope you get a chance next time. But when we're adults, it's almost as if we go, one try, you're out. So I want you to expand that part of you. All these things, I'm trying to stir up the rules, the blocks, the interferences, the voices, the family members, the ancestral line, past lifetimes, agreements, contracts, vows. You know, how many times have you said something in a particular area of your life, I'll never let that happen again? Never let what happen again? What got in the way? What happened? Where did you get hurt? We typically say that when we get hurt pretty deeply, when we feel betrayed in our vulnerability, when we feel taken advantage of. So I want you to open yourself out. Why does this have to happen to get happy? Because your happiness is tied to your vulnerability. It's tied to this openness within you that says, you know what, I'm going to go do this thing. I have such a great time doing it. And you begin to let go of one block after another. From such an early age, many of us have learned to shut down our spontaneity, squelch our creativity, and conform to a life that's crowded with obligations and responsibilities. And we think that's normal. Then there's some of us, and we go to the opposite extreme. If we saw that, we rebel against it, and we go all the way to the other side. And anything that feels like an obligation or a rule, to hell with it. We're not going to do it. So even that is an energy, right? We're reacting to something. So what we want to do is get very connected with your own joy and your own happiness. I want you to navigate back to your own essential truth, to honor and respect who you are, to choose to step into your own power and to trust your inner guidance, and to get back to the joy that makes your life sparkle, not only for you, but for everyone around you. So again, we're giving out the number. It's 800-930-2819. And for more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or to lesliefontaine.com and learn more about how you can shift into your passions. It's not too late to start. You're not too old. You're not too young. You're not too large. You're not too small. There's so many things that we come into this world with thinking that we have to accept these limitations. So one thing that we're going to do in a few minutes is we're going to do a clearing. There's a lot that's coming up for some of you. And if you're not able to call in, and many of you right now have some limitations, you're at your work desk or you're traveling in your car and you're not really at an extension where you can make a clear call, that's understandable. I'm just reading the energy field of some of those that are listening. And we're going to start clearing out some of the objections and the blocks within you. But I do very much encourage you to start paying attention to what's coming up for you. Do not be afraid of your sadness. Don't be afraid of the fear within you. Just go there. We have so many how-to books out there about how to step into your goals, how to be stronger. Even a lot of coaching is very mental. And, you know, when I'm out speaking at expos and shows, I talk a lot about, you know, got the book, read it, been there, done that. Just, you know, so what? It's one more time that I've failed and not been able to shift into something. So we want to do some clearing there. So what rules have guided you that you are living by? They're not really you. How would you know some of this? Well, here's some examples. When you went to school, did you pick your own major? Did you step into what you wanted to be? Did you go into the military for reasons that had nothing to do with you? Did you major in accounting and you wanted to be in physical training? You live in the mountains and you really want to be at the beach. You have a partner that devalues you, perhaps, and you don't really value yourself. What external approvals are you waiting on to create this internal shift into your success? What out there do you think will make you whole? That is the secret to your shift, right there. There is so much that we can dig up, stir up, and allow ourselves to move into. So I'm going to begin right now. I want to explain a little bit about the clearing, what we're going to do, and then if any of you want to call in a bit after you've had some of that stuff moved out of your way, you are absolutely welcome to do that. And you can also contact me later, either by going to my website or writing me at leslie@lesliefontaine.com. You can also call me at 678-665-3000. 3366. I'm going to be coming to towns near you all over. I'm going to be in Austin July 26th and 27th and really look forward to being at that show. I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, and in Chicago in the month of August. So definitely go out to my website, take a look at that. I'll be back in Columbus, Ohio in October and in Cincinnati in November. So there's lots of opportunities for you to come by and to meet me and some other practitioners. And I do a regular session on stepping into your abundance now. I do a real-time clearing right there in the room. And I do pretty much what I'm doing right now. I'm stirring up the stuff, right? I'm stirring up the gook. And for some of you right now, it's not feeling so great. You know, you're kind of looking at your life and going, gosh, how did I do this to myself? But that is so awesome because you are now looking at it from the standpoint of you. I often use the example of going in to get a cup of coffee and the cashier is really rude or unpleasant or really grouchy. And I look at myself and I go, crap, what in me made that happen? You know, I'm no longer even focusing on that cashier. It's about me. What did I show up with? And that's what I want you to do. I want you to look at yourself. I talk to so many clients who explain to me all the reasons why they can't step out, do something, change something. It isn't as if the circumstance isn't formidable, and I never minimize what anyone's going through. But if you're already telling me why you can't do something and you can't follow guidance and you can't step into it, then there's something a lot deeper, which is I don't really want to. I'm afraid if I step into who I am, I'm going to lose something else. So write that out. If you step into your passion, if you go write that book, if you go buy that place, if you change jobs, if you move to another town, what is the implication? It's that it's a loss for someone else. Here's a key to understand. Your life path is your life path. Codependency or enabling is taking care of other people's life paths. We're almost delaying the inevitable. We're saying you're not grown up enough. You're not strong enough to handle these things. Let me handle it for you. Rather, you're following inner guidance, you're following your higher self, and you are allowing other people to make their own messes, to fall down where they fall down. You never relinquish compassion, you never stop caring, you never quit loving, but you don't caretake. And so many of us have become caretakers rather than truly loving the greatness of the fabulous souls around us. We aren't here to constantly do rescue. I've done plenty of soul rescue, but this is not a case where you hijack your own dreams at your own hands to take care of other people and then explain to everyone else how you couldn't do what you wanted to do because you just want everyone else to be happy. You start with you. Your children are watching you. Your coworkers are watching you. They want to know what you do. What's different about you? How do you allow yourself to step into things? That's the example. That's what they're watching. And when they see you step into it, they start to see an example of how they could step into it. They also learn that they can make messes, that they can screw up. And it's not going to be debilitating. And it's not going to be like it's conditional love. And they're going to get the I told you so or I told you you'd fail. Well, if you hadn't done that. You know, notice the shaming that comes up. So let's start clearing some of this out. So I'm going to begin bringing the archangels and the ascended masters and the light beings right now into the mix. This is the fun part. And I want you to bring in your higher self, your own guidance. Just really allow it to drop in. There is a lot of tension in the heart space going on out there in radio land. So I really want you to open your heart space as much as you can. And some of you have such a tight, tight grip on what's happening in there. Open it wide. Just really breathe into your heart space right now. And also notice some of the fear in your second. This is your security center, the center of your creativity. And also some of the reticence that's in your third, which is your power center. We really want to expand your field right now, bringing in the violet-white flame and protecting the space around you. ground your car, ground your workstation right now. Just really allow yourself to fully connect with the energies that are ready to be present for you. There you go. So let's begin to work with some of the contracts, agreements, and cords that you have in your heart space, that you will not be loved if you fully step into your power. You will not be loved if you step into your creativity. You will not be loved if you become all that you are, that you are a sacrificing other people for your own passion. So we want to go from the beginning of your timeline all the way into present time, just letting those contracts, cords, and agreements release. Clearing out some of the shaming energies in your heart space. They've just made you feel so small. Releasing those out. Some of you have energies that like to come in and siphon out your energy from the back. They don't come in the front door. They come in the back. And just closing up some of those siphons, some of those cuts and those tears in your aura. I want to bring in the etheric healing team and just really allow them to do a massage on your etheric field. There you go. There you go. Just allow them to come in. You are unconditionally loved. You have the support of your higher self, of the universe, of source. Just allow yourself to be fully comforted right now. Bringing in all kinds of protection for you. Bringing in Archangel Michael, putting full protection around you. Opening up your sixth. This is where you get your intuitive guidance. Just allowing yourself to clear out some of the agreements, the fear that if you listen to intuitive guidance, you're going to do the wrong thing, go the wrong way, that there was that one time you followed your intuition and it was a mess. Just clear that out, just creating an energy of forgiveness. There you go. Now we're going to go to break and we're going to come back. And afterwards, we want to talk about some of the results that you can expect when you begin to do this kind of shift. Again, the number is 800-930-2819. And if you can't share your stories today on the phone because you're tied up, obviously, with the workaday world, I hope you will write and just go to my website at lesliefontaine.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella on oranum.com. That's oranum.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
All right, we're back again. This is Leslie Fontaine having the honorable pleasure of hosting for Dr. Pat and the Dr. Pat Show. Just such a privilege to know someone like her who has chosen to step into her passion, to step into her mission and purpose, and just to watch how she is touching people all over. And that's the challenge I'm giving to you. This is an opportunity for you to be thinking about what you are, who you are, what limited thinking, what blocks, what interferences have stopped you from being all that you are, identifying it, not being afraid of what you feel, not being afraid of what you have learned and heard, some of the authority figures in your life, deciding, hey, do I still need them in my life? What purpose do they serve? So I am totally hoping that you have been listening to this. I hope you will listen later and listen again. This is a lot of information for you to take down and make notes for yourself about how you have allowed joy and happiness to get squeezed out of your life and what the rules are for you that keep you from stepping into all that you are. So it's so important that you honor yourself today and you appreciate exactly where you are. Don't be afraid if you feel like you're starting from step one, you know, ground zero. You haven't even begun, or you have been told for so long how small you are, how inadequate you are, how you're not smart enough, tall enough, big enough, whatever it is, creative enough. I want you to just allow yourself to understand that you are beginning. This is the start. So don't hesitate there. I want to talk about something briefly here, and that is about competing agendas within ourselves. Sometimes we get really confused, and our friends often don't help us. There can be one part of us that wants to stay where we are, another part that wants to escape and travel the world, one part that wants a loving relationship, another that wants to be independent and free, one that wants to create a company, another part that just wants to have fun. These are not necessarily conflicts. Yes, we may have to choose, hey, what goes first, because we are in 3D land and there's only so much we can do in a 24-hour period. However, you want to pay attention to the different parts of you. So just because you desire love doesn't mean that you can't operate from a place of freedom and independence. There's this assumption, if you can hear it as I'm describing it, that if you are independent and free, you cannot be in a loving relationship. Do you see how that works? If you are wanting to build a company, then you cannot have times that you are lazy and not doing anything. Well, there's an assumption there that when you're passionate and happy about building a company, that somehow you no longer have any free time. I would just evaluate the current rules you operate by. If you're working 60, 70 hours a week at your job and you think that's what you're supposed to do, look at some of the operating fears that are making you do that. If you don't want to do that anymore and everything in your body and in your psyche and in your heart is saying stop, it's time to step over here and go do this thing, but you're resisting it, going, no, I can't do that because I have to take care of my family and I have to this and I have to that. The assumption from a place of fear is that this job, this opportunity, your ability to earn finances will be taken away from you. We all have this stuff. Now, that's really resonating for some of you. I'm getting lots of hits in the solar plexus in terms of the power center that, oh my gosh, I can't go to my boss and I can't go to anyone and say, I can't do this anymore. I can't work this hard. I just can't spend myself like this anymore. It's taking such a physical toll. That's coming from a place of fear. And there's a lot of you feeling a lot of panic and terror in your heart space right now, which is that I can't risk losing. It's a very deep, almost extreme feeling that you're having right now. When it's extreme like that, that's what I call some inner child tantrums. This is where you're scared to death of stepping into your power because you'll get in trouble. And that means a variety of things to some of you. So we can do some inner child work as well on that. I'm throwing so much information out to you, but the most important thing that I can ask you to do is to not be afraid of your own feelings. This is very different from being on autopilot with all your complaining and fear and feeling victimized and all that. I'm asking you to not be so afraid of your fear that you can't nail it. Fear of what? What is the operating modality? What is the operating rule that's going on for you that keeps you day after day getting up in the exact same way, grabbing your cup of coffee, getting in the car, going to work, and not even stopping? So for some of you, it's really important to take a time out, to change the routine, to do something different. You're going to explain to me how you can't and there's no freedom. I don't see any handcuffs on you. I do see that you might be a bit afraid of the reactions of others if you change your routine, if you become a little unpredictable. And I don't mean that you suddenly become an irresponsible parent and an unloving partner. But you want to evaluate, and then you can tell people, look, this is what's going to change. This is what I'm doing today. You are truly free. You have to step into that freedom. We always love to talk about how we live in a free country here in the United States or in whatever democratic nation we happen to be living in. But it is amazing how we will put the handcuffs on ourselves and explain to us and everyone around us about why we have to this and have to that. How much of your language is about that? Do I mean you suddenly become completely irresponsible, don't pay your bills, don't take care of your loved ones? Of course not. That's an honor and a privilege to have these things in our lives. But we want to bring a much higher vibration to what we're doing. We want to step into it with an excitement. So being happy is not at the expense of others. It's a gift to others. So explore in yourself what you are willing to try today. Get to the nuts and bolts of yourself. Get to the clear messages within yourself about what you can step into. Do not throw out your dreams. You do not have to wait till you retire. You don't have to wait till it's all over. I remember coming to the age of 17 and I'd spoken 4 languages, been all over the world, came to college, and I thought, is this it? Really? Is this what life is? So can you imagine kids getting out of college at 22 and you say to them, by the way, you're going to work for the next 40 years of your life, and this is how it's going to be. And don't expect to be too happy. And by the way, just to compound the problems, have children, collect a lot of debt, buy a lot of property, suffer a lot, and then have a few, you know, health issues, and then retire after that. And do what? So check out your rules. Check out your beliefs. What is it that matters to you? What's stopping you today? Again, this is Leslie Fontaine with the Dr. Pat Show. It's been a privilege talking to you today. You can learn more on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can go to the archives. You can also visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or contact me at 678-665-3366. Learn more about abundance, how to step into your freedom, and all that you can be in this lifetime. Signing off. Thanks so much.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.